Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, vad tycker vi att komma på sen? Vad kan man sen? How God from out of land will win a prize. Won't that be nice? And by the way, how's your wife? Your holidays, what's spent in Spain?
Have you seen me ballpark poster on the wall? Do you know the happy memory it recalls? It's a photograph of me and my son Ted. That's me cousin when he's 80 on his head. We booked in at our hotel just after 2 and met a family from Bradford that we knew. Bit of bother laying turf. It's life, not books, that taught me all I've learned. Whoop, in the oven, my rice pudding's getting burned. Here, have you seen the new attachment on me drill? I must have the cat put down, cos he's ill.
Hey, neighbour!
Anywhere, because I do not so normal. If you're normal, I intend to be a freak for the rest of my life, and I shall baffle you with cabbages and rhinoceroses in the kitchen in sets and quotations from Now We Are Six through the mouthpiece of Lord Snoopy's giant poisoned electric head.
So
Giddy up.
Oh!
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Did you ever hear Pete go on a piccolo? No? Well, listen to Pete. Sure enough, did you ever hear Pete go on a piccolo? No? Well.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
Yeah. Lulu Ginsberg.
Got that right, Jack.
Good stuff. Good stuff, there.
How was your week?
Sure.
How was your week, sir?
All right. Out of work.
No eye surgery or anything like that going on.
Nah. I don't even have to see this fucking guy until May 1st. And that's just to see how everything's going. So keeps pushing it
cool.
back. I'm going to get this fucking thing over with.
Yeah. At least you're not bleeding to death like me over heat.
There you go.
Now, don't pick your scabs, old man. You don't heal like you used to. Good God. They're bleeding like a stuffed pig there.
I'm getting sick of fucking eye drops. I thought I want the eye operation. I'm getting sick of that fucking eye drops.
Yeah.
Four times a day I gotta do that shit.
Those are no goo. I don't like stuff on my eye in any way, shape, or form. Excuse me. Well, today I did it. I paid my taxes. Ta-da! I filed my taxes, and I said, you can have the money Monday when it's due, fucker.
I like that.
I'm holding on to that cash for two more days, bitch. And then the lady, I always do my federal printed out and take it over to the local guys, right? I just walk over to the municipal building and they run your taxes for you, you know. Saves on the wear and tear, they don't charge you nothing. Kind of cute gal. And she's like, and you're going to pay your quarterlies next year. Do you understand me? Now you're going to pay your first payment right now. And then you're going to be back in here in June, and you're going to pay your next quarterly. Do you understand me? And I'm like, yes, well, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Too many Christmas. I said, geez, the feds only nicked me $35 for not doing that. And she's like, well, yeah, so ours fines about 40. And I'm like, what the fuck, 40 bucks? You know, shit, I don't give a fuck that. Peanuts, baby, peanuts. But it's just nice to finally get everything. I told her I was going to bring over donuts next time. I think that's what got her all fired up.
There you go. Yeah, you know.
Beauty.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, speaking of which, we now know what Dr. Cake looks like after all these years. Is that wild? Is that wild stuff?
And crazy stuff.
Absolutely not. Nah, I had nothing on that.
Every bit as pretty as I thought you'd be. It's a good picture.
I just pictured a whole, she's dark, and I thought she'd be light, you know, and I don't know, it's weird, man.
Yeah, that's the way it is,
nothing
man.
Like,
years
about nothing like,
her.
Well, and sometimes she'd look like Maria Muldaur, or whatever her name is, Diana Muldaur. The actual Dr. Cake. That's
so
pretty cool, man.
Right,
well, nice to see you, Dr. Cake. Been a long ass time, man. But we're not doing the roll call yet. Even though she's not on time.
Okay, there you go.
We gotta blow something up.
So
this Me Too jazz, right?
Yeah.
I was looking up songs from a couple of years ago, I guess the 80s or so.
This one came up, a
band called Color Me Bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if they stuttered or whether they were so bad they needed two D's. They're called Color Me Bad. And the thing about them is, I think they should be Me Too in in perpetuity. The song's called I Want to Sex You Up. I Want to Sex You Up.
Oh, that's wrong.
Come on, man.
Oh, that's wrong.
That's you know, I don't think that's copacetic in this day and age, man. I want to sex you up, man. So, I figured...
It may not mean women, though. In today's standards.
I don't care if it's a potted plant, if it's not consensual.
Well,
it's no good.
It's Is it the Me Too thing? Just strictly women's beef?
No, you could use a potted palm and be Me Too.
I guess
I
think. You can.
Yeah.
I guess you can. Yeah.
So I don't know what they're sexing up, but we're going to blow them up. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Blow them up.
Color me bad.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Bing bong.
Grab him by the pussy. Grab him by the pussy.
Bing, bing, bing.
Grab him by the pussy. Grab him by the pussy.
Come inside, take off your coat, I'll make you feel at home.
By the pussy.
Now let's pour a glass of wine, cause now we're all alone.
By the pussy.
I've been waiting for my soul, just let me hold you close.
By the pussy. Grab him by the pussy. Grab him by the pussy.
Girl, you make me feel real.
Grab him by the pussy. Grab him by the pussy.
We can do it till we both wake up.
Grab him by the pussy. Grab him by the pussy.
Girl, you know I'm hooked on you.
Grab him by the pussy. Grab him by the pussy.
Bing, bing, bing.
Grab him by the pussy.
Bing, bing.
Grab him by the pussy.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bang, bang, boom.
And when you're a star, they let you do it.
All night. Bing, bing, bang, bang, boom.
I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there.
Bing, 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 little master. Bing, 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 bing.
They all hand you checks. Bing, 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 bing.
Kumquats. Absolutely.
And now I see your point about Color Me Bad. Okay. All that rabbit pussy shit. Okay, I'm with you now.
You know, and they moved on him like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
I've never done, you know, I think I'd safely say that. I've never done anything in my life like a bitch. I've done things like a fucking bastard on occasion, but I've never done anything like a bitch.
There you go.
It takes a special kind of man to do something like a bitch.
That's that right. Like a bitch.
All things are fieroy mangango. Oh, all things are the Roy Mans.
All right, the Roy Mans.
That's cool. The Roy Mans. He's a master of the Roy Mans language. Welcome to the show. First time member of the lounge. You know, I was thinking about this this week when I'm on one of my Zen walks. You didn't finish that already, Ted, didn't you? Jumping catfish. So anyway, the Roy Rule. Okay, the Roy
Rule. Okay. All right.
Sort of talk like Scooby-Doo over here. No, I was thinking on a thing, and I mean, there's a lot of other venues for doing these podcasts or whatever the fuck, you know. And like, you know, you and I could be like talking to nobody out the dead air. Playing stupid shit we find on there. And how fun would that be? You know? Not so much. It's the audience. It's the Possum Lounge.
You got
the folks
that
come to this show. And especially the loyals. You got your Dr. Cakes who's coming up here. Dr. Cakes and your Ford Prefects and your Magi-C's and the like. And Apple Cheeks. Probably stop in later.
Sweet Alice. Sweet Alice.
These are the people that make it fun, make it a special show.
Yes.
So it wouldn't be we wouldn't be jack shit without yins. That's what I'm saying.
In fact,
thank God for it. There's only one of you, sir. What's
there
that?
You go. I'm more entertaining than reading the chat room. What's going on?
Well, I know. They're much more entertaining than we are. Lord, man. So anyway, all things are the Roy Mandingo.
Yeah, you have it.
And then there's Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. We now
Dr.
know
Cake.
What Dr. Cake looks like. And she didn't look anything like her. Man, that's really what she looked like. I don't know. She's a good looking human.
She should have taken a picture of herself in her jam jams. There you go.
Well, thank you for coming. It wouldn't be a show.
We love Kate.
And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Kind Kate.
He's
another
the one who blew
Canadian.
Me away. I did not think he was looking like that.
Oh, yeah, he's another one. I don't know. Him, I kind of... I guess I was a little...
Blew me away.
Yeah. Well, none of us are what we should be. I think, man. Maybe, I don't know. I don't look much like Bill Windham, so. Call me Mr. Windham. Okay, sir, I will call you Mr. Windham. Can I call you Bill? No, call me Mr. Windham. I said, okay, Mr. Windham, whatever you say, Mr. Windham. There's Fort Prefect. Okay, and then there's Magi-C. Magi-C's here.
Magi-C. But Mr. Windham did say that you were the real Decker.
That's true. He was true.
There you go.
Good dude. Yeah. He's such a good dude. Let's see. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Maggie likes coffee, and so do I.
All right.
Woo!
Hold there you go.
We need something for that, man. That was good.
Are we taking a break here?
No. It's just a...
Oh, okay.
sound effect. I thought of something, and then now I can't, I'm trying to think, and nothing happens.
I know that is. That's a curly
syndrome. Coming.
That's curly syndrome. Curly Howard syndrome.
Curly syndrome. All right. Well, Maggie C, thank you for coming. It's always an honor and a pleasure. It's an honor and a pleasure for everybody that shows up at this puppet show. I appreciate it, man.
Punch and
pictures.
Judy show.
We went pictures of Dr. Cake and her jammies. Yeah.
There you go. That's what we want.
You could post them on Possum Undercover.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go. Send jammies. Instead of send nudes, send jammies.
Yeah.
That's what the hashtag
jammy
has to be.
Jammy JPEG.
Hashtag.
Hashtag PG.
Bravo's jammies.
And there's Michael Wallace 3, who I think's on the line. I don't know. I think this is the guy who calls in.
W3.
He's going to play some, like, weird shit. Doesn't make any sense, but I guess it's supposed to.
But we look forward to it, don't we?
Area code 732, you're on Possum Hour.
Get off my goddamn broadcast, engineer. Give me a goddamn break. That's the last thing that we want to hear is the damn Canadian bacon national anthem, for Christ's sake. I'm sick and tired of you people from Canada. Anyway, got these assholes from Canada over here. What are you going to play? Some Celine Dion for me next time, huh?
Because I'm your leader.
Give me a break.
Oh.
All right.
Cool. We've been joined by Apple Cheeks.
Sweet Alice.
And that's a good thing, because we were coming apart. Oh, I didn't get to do this. I wanted to do that to that last. Yeah, that's about right.
That wasn't all that bad, though.
No, it wasn't that bad. At least it wasn't at, like, Alex Jones or something. Thank you, Michael Wallace 3, for that about 90 seconds we'll never get back. Yeah.
How old was your number?
And he's gone like that. See how them celebrities are?
There you go.
Like Bob Hope. He comes in, he says a few lines, he leaves before the next bit.
Leave us laughing.
Leave him laughing. Leave on a high note. Thank you. Good night.
Bows out on Wiley's on top. There you go.
Well, thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks.
We down.
And last but not least, it's Professor R.J. Gumby and his puppet Cinquinettes. He would be your sinister minister of finance and parking here in the weirdo universe that we inhabit. Bitch. Thank you very much. This.
A confederate.
That is the very appreciated. I don't think you heard us sucking up to the lounge earlier, Apple Cheeks, but.
We love you guys. You know what I'm saying, Pop?
We love the pot.
There they are. Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Hello!
Yeah.
So after the fight,
Big fight. I panicked. You know, don't let this get out, but I found out that I'm prejudiced. I liked it, too. It was fun. Everybody needs a little recreation. Everybody dislikes something or somebody. I don't like midgets. I'm prejudiced against midgets. I don't care what nationality they are. I don't like them. If I see a midget, I'm going to smack him right in the mouth. Pow! I've always wanted to fight a midget. You better know how to fight a midget. That's not as easy as it sounds. A buddy of mine had a fight with a midget, and he lost. Damn midget bit him. You know midgets aren't any higher than that. I don't trust them. Every time I pass a midget, I say, watch out!
Second time I played that on this show in the last million years. That was the opener one time, a long time ago. But I thought, I found that really unfunny bit by Flip Wilson. Well, I'm now starting to wonder, why was Flip Wilson famous? It's like Bill Cosby liked.
I thought he was funny as hell, but you know, I've been watching those old reruns of his show, and I don't know, man.
I know. It seemed hilarious at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, does not hold up well. Oh, well. God bless him, though. He was a groundbreaker, and, you know, back then it wasn't a crime. So.
Yeah. And what was he went on to sell penis enlargers or some sort?
No, that was Lyle Wagon. That was Lyle Wagon.
He had something to do with the Willie. He had Willie cancer or something like that. He had something to do with
his
penis.
Yeah, no.
I have to look
that
up.
He had a TV show. He had a sitcom with Gladys Knight. Flip Wilson, yeah. Geraldine Jones was Flip's famous drag character for the prefect.
Devil made him do
the
it.
Devil made me do it, yeah. Child. She was something. Geraldine Jones.
Yeah. Oh, we all loved it when Geraldine came out on stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had the legs for it, you know. He had the legs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a well-timed
and
OVA.
And that guy never made it. Which is
I know.
Timmy, Allen or something?
You caught me off,
something
caught me off guard. Timmy Rogers.
Rogers, there you go.
Timmy Rogers, man. 10 times funnier than Flip Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And more talented. Guy can sing, dance, play instruments. Funny as shit.
Yep.
You know? So the suit's worn out,
and
but the pockets are brand new. You know.
There you go. And we had a hard time remembering his name.
I know. We're having a hard time remembering, and he's the Oh Yeah guy.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why we even remember him, because I was like, remember, I was remembering when I was a little kid, who's that guy that was so funny that said, Oh Yeah?
Yeah.
Because we still go, Oh Yeah. With him. That was his.
Exactly.
Timmy. We owe it to Timmy.
We owe Timmy a lot.
We sure do.
I think all of mankind owes Timmy a lot.
I'm
the pay up.
We don't have like a holy sound effect for that.
Yeah. She's got something like that. Well, we'll find something.
I'm looking through here. Hey, here we go.
Gesundheit! Everything is Gesundheit! Kaput und verboten!
Kaput?
Kaput and verboten. Well, it's time for Ted, ladies and gentlemen. That time again. Have to go out, my boy. Have to go out, my boy. Sure you do. How you doing, Teddy? Well, you had a big day. Yeah, Bogey came over. Got to bark your head off. Bogey beat me
at
Skittle Bowl.
Barking at Bogey?
Well, he barks at everybody comes in the house. Barks at everybody comes in the house. It's a fucking pain in the ass. Go to the house. Boop, 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 boop. Nobody wants to.
Yeah.
Most people don't. It sure weeded out a lot of friends and things, you know, and well-wishers, because you really have to.
I should get a dog.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to really be wanting to come visit me and be a pal to put up with that thing over there. There he is. He means well. What's up, you neurotic canine? What's up, asswipe? What? You're silly. You're a silly dog. I don't know how you're even mobile after all the... He's so fat now because his legs don't work so good, so he doesn't get a lot of exercise. He is so fat. His belly, ugh. I don't know how he's still... He seems spry as ever, you know. Yeah, well, everybody's giving away their age in there, man.
Right, what are they talking about here?
Oh, I don't know. They're all... Everybody's 29, I think. Nah, you had enough treats, goddammit. Ted, no.
You go, Flip Wilson, Flip Wilson paid $35,000 to have a pump installed in his penis.
Wow.
I know.
That's
I
a lot
I
of
had something to do with it. Huh?
That's a lot
implanted,
of scrap.
Yep. A pump implanted in his penis to help him with his erections.
Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I heard about it. I really wouldn't want to see it.
Huh.
In fact,
well,
if I end up seeing it, that'll be a bad day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got my steps in today. No, I didn't. I got half my steps in today. Dr. Cake says she got her 5 miles. I got half mine walking over to the municipal building to pay my damn local taxes. Fun, fun, fun. Can't beat that with a stick.
That shouldn't count. If you were going, if you had a destination, that shouldn't count.
I had to walk there and walk back, and I was carrying my satchel. She's like, oh, no, you got a briefcase. I'm like, yeah, man, trouble. I think I might ask the tax lady out, man.
If you had a satchel,
pay that quarterly, you know. There's a little chunky brunette still in here. She comes in Wednesday. Well, I'll be back Wednesday.
The chunky brunette. That'll go over the face. Well, that chunky works for me. Right? I like a little chunk.
She's chunky.
Little
attitude.
Yeah.
She's playing along.
Okay.
And even after, and she flirted with me even after seeing how much I made. So there must be some kind of animal magnetism going on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There you go. Take the tax lady out. If it doesn't work out, you can ask for a refund. Wah, wah. Man, I haven't gotten a tax refund since Lassie was a zygote. And in this state, that's a viable human being. I'll have you
know. I'm getting $1,100.
Wow. Getting a nice kickback, eh? Nice.
Yeah.
I remember those days. I used to have a legit job, and I had kids. Oh, man. You never had kids. You get dependents. Huh. They fucking give you money. Geez. They just fucking give you money, man. So fucking cool. Like,
no
so fat. That's
lying.
Why there's...
A shitload of kids.
Yeah, they have kids. And then in February and March, they got the big screen TV boxes out in front of the house in the trash. Big refund, baby.
Yeah. I take this thing out of the fortune they pay on tuition and clothing and old brat food. Bail bonds.
Have two of the same sex and they're cheaper, especially if they're boys.
There you go.
No offense. I don't mean to be sexist by saying that, but it's true. It's true. Why can't I find a... Why can't that... Calm down, dude. I'm not giving you no more treats, dude. That's it. End of treats. Treats have ended. Treat period of the day. Ended. What are these guys talking about?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I just got
on driving.
Deck and I'm trying to reach,
oh,
trying
moving,
to
moving
what
slow.
What the hell is talking about?
Moving slow. Yeah, they're talking about moving slow, man. I'm trying to. That's why I do the walking every day. I want to keep my stems, you know. Hey, man, look who came in. It was Daddy G.
Who came in?
I thought you locked the door. What the hell? Oh, welcome, Daddy G. You're just
Daddy
in time.
Daddy G's in the house. In the house.
Absolutely.
Make
sure we get a new lock on that door, okay, Gundy? Anyway, it's time. No, welcome, sir. He has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. Saturday nights at 9 Eastern time, as Professor Gumby would say. Or Eastern time, as Commodore Decker would say. Or
as Ted would say.
And there you have it. This is correct.
But it's time, once again, for 3 minutes you'll never get back. Tonight is no exception, absolutely, ladies and germs. Oh, boy. This is a really weird one. Really, really weird. Ted, I'm going to have to threaten you. The spray bottle. Dun, dun, dun. I don't want to give you any more treats, honey. You will fucking die. You'll die tonight. You roll over, fall asleep, never get up. Because it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Two-headed boy, all floating in glass. The sun, it is passing, now it's blacker than black. I can hear as you tap on your jar. I am listening to hear where you are. I am listening to hear where
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Look at the weirdest shit on this switchboard, man. I need to clean this stuff off.
I like that 3 minutes.
That's out of here finally. Thank you. That's been sitting there for a long time. I think that was one of yours, sir. Andrew Funny Jackson night. Jihad. That's what that was called. I don't know. Sitting there for a long time. Now, they were reminding me to remind you that Saturday night is tomorrow night for the Daddy G thing, man. The Daddy G. So, but that's the thing. If you're listening to this podcast at a later date, it might not be tomorrow night, man. It might be like a week ago Sunday. So,
good day.
I would check your local listings for the time and.
And especially our audience in Norway. You know, if we take
it's
tomorrow
what?
Night, they don't know. They don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just
because actually
they have a whole different language.
Right.
And
we could be
saying.
5 minutes into the. I think I'm like 5 minutes ahead of in the future anyway. Most of the time.
Sure. I think you are. You're ahead of your time, there, Commodore.
I'm a legend in my own mind. Dr. Cake, man. What is it, man? Everybody's coming out of their shell, man. All you guys are making me feel like, you know, leaving me in the dust. You're Mr. Popular. Dr. Cake's out there being outstanding. Meanwhile, you know, I'm sitting over here. I don't even got a matchbox Duesenberg. I got nothing over here. I got nothing.
But Ted loves you. You got Ted. Ted loves you.
You know, it's pissing me off. Just to switch gears. It's not really pissing me off, but it is kind of pissing me off. Political correctness. We've been over this. This is a common subject on this program. We discuss it regularly. I'm a big proponent and fan of politeness and of not saying things that someone may find offensive. Like the word retarded. To say that all the time and realize people with kids, you know, kids with problems, they find it very offensive, so I don't say that no more. And we said it there as an example.
You're a good man.
But they're going back in time and looking at stuff and then go like we did the John Wayne thing. They pull his old interview out. Go, oh, my God, John Wayne's a racist. Look at that, for crying out loud. It's fucking 40 years ago. What do you expect? Yeah. Well, now, students in a humanities class in Reed College are saying that the Steve Martin King Tut sketch is racist.
Great.
Yeah, it's racist.
Okay, explain. Explain.
Come on, man. They got to quit doing shit like that because that makes the whole...
He's your favorite honky?
Yeah, shit like that, you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. student. She wants me as soon as you use the word student. Fucking jackass. That's what you're going to school for. Jackass.
So, he's my favorite honky. That's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, to these...
Or maybe it was the blender that he gave King Tide. Is there something offensive against that? The blender?
That was so funny. I think these guys need blown up.
Yeah,
where are they at? Where the fuck they at? And I'm not, like I say, I'm not against political correctness, per se. But... You motherfuckers at Reed College, get the fuck out of here.
Uh-huh.
That may have been a bit severe, but, you know, let that be a lesson to you. Okie doke.
I wish we had that, Ford. In fact, I'm sending it over to Grenache right now.
Don't let it happen again. You know what I'm saying?
Well, anyway, I got a promo.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead with your promo, Rudy.
All right. Because I figured this might be an important one. All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, it's Eminence Front Radio. His Eminence is going to be doing a show about money because it is time for the radio sign. This is college radio, and they need funds. They need people to call in and donate money and all that stuff to keep running. That's why they don't have commercials. They can play what they want. They can play music over 4 or 5 minutes. You know, they can do whatever the hell they want. They got to do it by asking for donations. That's www.wriu.org tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock. It's the Possum Blues. There you have it, kids. The theme is money.
All right, man. That's very cool. Isn't that's it? Send your cards and send. You could send them money. Well, you know, you could also send Possum Hour some money too.
Yeah.
Because we don't have commercials.
We should have one.
Except for the fake ones. So if you want to send us some money too, that would be fine. General Delivery, Commodore Decker, General Delivery, Columbus, Ohio, 43213.
I like it.
Cool. I'm glad they're now stepping up and putting their hand out.
Well, some of the colleagues
bought out. Okay, now here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. Beep, 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 boop. A guy, I went to the supermarket today. Actually, I went to the bank in the supermarket to put some money in there to cover the fucking dough that the feds are going to take out Monday. Paying my taxes over ye. But the guy hits me up on the way out. He goes, "Hey, man, you got 30 cents? 30 cents? What the hell was, you know, what?
I should have said,
what in the wide, wide world of sports do you want 30 cents for? But I said, I don't like to engage panhandlers. I just said, I got no cash, man. And it's like, it's a great excuse now because nobody uses cash. I'm kind of liking this,
all you got is a
blow
card.
Off. Yeah, fuck the panhandlers, man. I think that just makes me feel skeevy.
30 cents.
You know, 30 cents, man.
Yeah.
The last time I gave to a panhandler was quite a few years ago. I was having a good week, making a lot of dough, you know, and this guy's like, "Hey, man, can you give me $4 for a sandwich?" And I'm like, "Hey, brother, here you go." And I reached in my pocket, I pulled out, I think it's $3. I might have been a buck shy, or I gave him the $4 or something. No, I think I gave him $3. He goes, "Hey, you ain't got any more money? I want, you know," and I'm like, "Dude, I just gave you money. Get the fuck out of here, you know? Why don't you thank me for the money I gave you instead of asking for more, cocksucker?" feel bad for giving him the money. No, I did give him. I gave money to the guy at the the guy Maggie C and I saw at the Sunshine Boys Cleaners. But that was sort of paying him for a performance. I had a bunch of quarters left over. He put on a show out there. Maggie C will back me up. I told him, dude, you gotta try out at the comedy club. He goes, can you give me a lift? No, you're gonna have to make your way up there yourself, bro. But good luck, man.
All right, there you go. That's Chet. That's the talent.
Man, he was a funny guy. Okay. All right. So fuck the guys at. We already blew them up. Fuck them. Okay. Now this guy is. I don't know. It's with rich people. There's a lot of weird stories. This rich guy. He just bought an $8 million island, right? And then the next week he gets caught trying to steal money, you know, steal shit from Kmart. What's up with that, man? And how do you find a Kmart? You know, where the fuck's there Kmart? We're in Florida. But he was doing the old buy a Keurig coffee maker for $165 and bring back the box, you know, return it and put a basketball in there or something. Something worthless.
You actually did all that shit? No,
sir, fuck. Wow. That's a bad scam.
See, that kid, if you do that enough, you can buy your own fucking island.
I guess.
See, that kid,
maybe that's where he got the money for you. I didn't think of it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He managed to save up enough for an island by ripping off Kmart.
There you have it.
Finally nabbed him.
A lot of your apostle.
Yeah, but he finally got nabbed. So crime doesn't pay, kids. Well, except, you know, he'll go to jail and get out, and he'll still have a fucking $8 million island, probably. All right, here's the gross story. Everybody cover their ears and go, la, 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 la.
Go for it.
Here's our science music. Science music. All right, doctors discovered four, count them, four bees in a woman's eye. Oh! And they were living off of her tears. Oh, my God.
Yeah, now what source is this from? This sounds like a Wendy story.
Well, it's off of the the story's coming from Taiwan, so you know.
Okay.
But there's photos and whatnot. Yeah. It sounds unbelievable, but she had tiny little bees, tiny little bees called sweat. There's like sweat bees, and they live off of tears and sweat. See, and she had four of them in her fucking eye. Now the thing was, her eye got swollen shit. But she had a contact lens in there, so she didn't want to rub her eye. And they said that's what saved her vision. Because if she'd have rubbed her eye and squashed them bees, and their venom would have blinded her. So, and they didn't say that.
I ain't believing that one at all. Taiwan's full of shit.
Tiny little tweezers.
They can cradle. I saw the cradle.
Tweezers.
You're imagining bees in her eyes if they're doing cradle.
Boink, boink, boink. Little boinks. But you gotta have a steady hand when you're tweezing bees out of somebody's eyes.
I'll be remembering this during my cataract operation. In fact, look for some bees while you're in there, right? Kill some bees.
Not the bees! Not the bees!
Not the bees. Oh, yeah, that would be great. I would love it if he comes in there. He get me all prepped and ready for it, and he comes in with one of those beekeeping outfits. Just
not
to taste the
bees,
Mr. Gumby, just in case of bees. Not the bees!
All right, on to the next bullshit. Here it is. A White House has a rat problem, and it's not who you think.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. a twist. It's a real rodent.
It's actually a twist of the story. Yeah. It's like an old building. It's got rats and roaches and mice and everything.
Yeah, of course.
I just hope one crawls up to the lake.
No possums, though. We won't be in there.
No possums.
Fuck that.
No, we wouldn't be cut dead now.
Fuck that place.
Not until we get Bernie!
Bernie!
He's going to give us all free everything, man. It'd be great. All right. I don't care. What they had the Hawaiian chick was on today, Tulsi. She would be the hottest of all the presidential candidates. If I'm voting hot, I'm going with Tulsi. If I'm voting Jewish, I'm going with Bernie, and then go gay with the gay guy. That's my three choices.
So it depends on the mood on election day.
Yeah.
Depends on the mood you wake up in. Okay.
I'm a little pissed at the Beto. I want the Beto. Get the fuck out of presidential race. Run for the Senate again, man. There's an open seat, and he could do something because he's not going to win the presidency. He could be in the Senate, man, doing something. But he's going to fucking jerk off. And he never says anything anyway. He's Mr. Platitude. He's great at getting a crowd together and holding their attention, but he doesn't say anything, man. Daddy G likes Tulsi. Yeah, she's so fucking beautiful. She's a fucking major in the reserves. I think she's lost a little weight lately, man. She looks really good. Anyhow.
I never liked her when she had that plump thing going.
Well, she's a goop. She's a surfer. Uh-huh. Anyway, there's a mystery afoot. Jackson, Mississippi. Who is leaving bowls of mashed potatoes around Jackson, Mississippi? They have no idea. They can't figure this out.
Bowls of mashed potatoes.
Yeah. And they thought maybe they're poison mashed potatoes. They're, you know, like to kill animals.
They're killing
or, no,
animals
just,
or something?
No, they're just bowls of, anonymous bowls of mashed potatoes. They don't know whether anybody's eating the mashed potatoes, but if you do come across a random bowl of mashed potatoes in Jackson, Mississippi, please immediately contact the authorities.
You gotta wonder how big is Jackson, Mississippi that that they say it's an epidemic in the whole fucking city. Someone leaving mashed potatoes. I mean, how many mashed potatoes were left around?
That's the thing, man.
Right.
Track your mashed potatoes.
I love that someone just dreamt that up. Just, you know, hey, you know what? It's these bowls of mashed potatoes all over the fucking place.
It's the mashed potato fairy. It could be the mashed potato fairy.
There you go. Let's put it down to Supernatural. Maybe aliens
Church
are coming down here and leaving mashed potatoes around.
Church of the Potato Fairy. There you go. All right, man. Well, and there's the news.
Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Old Mother River, long
nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Good stuff.
I like it for it.
Good stuff.
Everybody like that. You can't go wrong with the dang coasters, man.
No.
Why, that band was like great forever. What was I don't know that much about the coasters. But my God. No End. I'm sorry, that wasn't the coasters. Shut Your Mouth. The Drifters.
Who would they song? Drifters.
I'm Drifters. Sorry. Coasters, Drifters, you know.
But you're right.
I'm 58, something like that. Oh, you know what? It's been 10 days. No, wait. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 11 days since I had any nicotine gum. You heard me.
Good for you.
I think I broke the nicotine gum habit.
Was going on way too long.
Oh, yeah. It cost them too much money. I chew like a couple pieces of peppermint gum every day now, you know. I like chewing gum when I'm on my walk because it keeps your mouth juicy. But just a little peppermint gum,
juicy.
No more of that nicotine shit. We're clean after 7 years.
Yeah.
Wee.
All right,
hey, man.
There you go.
That's what I call weaning. I don't mind chewing gum. I mean, it's the damn peppermint gum. I don't chew that much of it. I don't, you know. But, yeah. You should have had some of the pizza. Fucking Bogey. He doesn't have any real good pizza joints where he lives. He lives in Bunfuck.
Uh-huh.
And, he comes down here, and he was like, man, I've been wanting one of them Tommy's subs so much. We used to go to Tommy's years ago. I said, Tommy's closed down. Said, oh, yeah. I said, well, fuck, man, get an Angie's sub. Angie's sub. So we got an Angie's sub. He was like, that's what I've been wanting for, like, months and years maybe. But eat this, you know, Italian sub, a real Italian sub. So he's been obsessed with Angie's. Today he comes in with two subs and a fucking large pizza with everything except the mushrooms. And that includes anchovies. He had the black olives, the sausage, the peppers, the pepperonis, mein Gott in Himmel. Bacon was on there.
I never crave food. Food was never really anything for me. Never crave it.
No, I would never crave a pizza like that, but boy, it was sure fun eating it.
I can't remember when I had a pizza.
That was a crazy town pizza. He's nuts.
The black olives.
He's nuts.
That's how I used to eat it. White pizza with black olives. That was my pizza.
Black olives. And the anchovies. Little anchovies on there. Oh.
It's gotta be white though. I hate that tomato sauce shit.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Fuck that tomato sauce.
Oh, man, I wish I'd saved
or
that
gravy,
last piece.
As the Australians say.
Good stuff, man. Angie's Pizza.
Angie.
These guys eat pizza anymore. Angie. Well, then
Angie.
He comes to find out Angie's was the guys who started Tommy's, got Tommy's their start. So Tommy's was an Angie satellite anyway. Angie's the original shit.
Okay.
They're right around the corner, man. Fucking great.
But people are still making money. All right.
Ah, so anyway, that was beauty. We have a caller on the line. Oh, they're gone.
How's Bogey enjoying his gym crack now, man? Is he all hitting?
Oh, Christ, he's all gym cracked up. He's like, look at this little dude. I'm like, yeah, I know. The fucking gym crack, dude. You know,
I'm getting into the whole Bluetooth. I just got another Bluetooth speaker.
Jeez.
That shit's good.
Ends in your technology.
to go.
We play Skittle Bowl. It's real. Real. Bogey beat me today, man. We had he beat me by like 4 pins, and I beat him by like 4 pins, and then we tied. We both rolled like 120 in the 120s. It was an awesome game. And then he beat me by a couple pins in the last one.
So do you think he got a game for himself and he's been practicing to beat your ass?
I know he got a game for himself, man.
Oh, there you go. There you have it.
I picked it up for him on eBay, man. I said, you got to have a game. He doesn't have it set up, though.
Yeah.
Not
you
practicing.
Got one for Gigantor, too, didn't you?
Yeah,
you
got Gigantor.
You want to get people into it. You want players.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's fun, man.
I hear you. That's how to do it.
But it's interesting how many times in competition the games are so close. It's very rarely that one guy will annihilate the other guy. Usually they're close games, and it's just weird. Fun game.
I don't like the fun.
It's all that fucking crazy tie in there. All right. Well, we got polka. We got polka. We got polka. I speak like rat in White House. Ngawa. Polka. Polka. Polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
On the outside of town, I'm going back real soon. It's just for men, there ain't no women around. The mustard gas saloon. It doesn't matter if you're wealthy or poor, it don't make no difference at all. But we're just kicking off our shoes after 10 or 20 brews. Cut the rug a while and have ourselves a ball. And we dance pull my finger polka, that's all you'll hear. No macarinas, only flatulence and beer. We'll be disgusting and obnoxious and loud, but don't bring no women, there's no ovaries allowed. They've got an atmosphere to make you swoon, so head on to the mustard gas saloon. Be a fun loving fella, come and cut the mozzarella, and we'll dance to the pull my finger polka. If you just lost your woman on that fire and you don't hang your head in shame, and if your precious little children call the mailman daddy too, no need to go insane. And if your wife says her mother is moving in to stay, and you just want to reach right out and choke her, well, if you need a place to linger, come and pull your buddy's finger, and we'll dance to the pull my finger polka. We'll dance to pull my finger polka, that's all you'll hear. No macarinas, only flatulence and beer. We'll be disgusting and obnoxious and loud, but don't bring no women, there's no ovaries allowed. So grab a bowl of nachos and a big frosty glass, guaranteed it's gonna be a gas. If you've been down on your luck, you should be stepping on a duck. So come and dance to the pull my finger polka. Just forget about your sob story, come and mark some territory, dance to the pull my finger polka.
Yeah.
dig it.
He said, Capulia, Capulia!
He certainly did. Yeah.
Capulia, right out of there.
Oh, as reminded, yeah, we didn't do the poop story for the news, so very quickly, we don't have much time left. Okay. Eastern Ohio. I guess there were some.
Yeah.
There was a picket line. Some striking workers. They were picketing their place of employment, and some of the people in the neighborhood were kind of getting tired of it. Oh, I guess they were striking teachers. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. School workers, maybe not teachers, but school workers. So these people, they made some cookies and put laxatives in it, in the cookies, X-lax in the cookies. And they were, then the brilliant criminals that they were, they of course took video of them putting the laxatives in the cookie. You know,
Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't be a, so. Anyway, they're pending trial. They're supposed to appear court Tuesday to face charges. So there's your poop story.
I say death penalty. Death penalty. Don't fuck with people's food or death penalty.
I say they make them wipe them for a year.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You wipe their asses for a year, fucker. You think it's so damn funny? I don't know. I don't. I'd be a good judge because I'd let everybody go. You look like a good kid. Get out of here and mind your business. Mind your business. Okay?
Shame them. Give them one of those big sandwich boards saying that I put selection.
You're a cruel.
I'm a cruel. I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, make him eat the cookies. Make him eat the cookies.
Eye for an eye.
And he has to stand there in the middle of town at Broad and High or whatever the fuck it is, and he can't go to the port.
Hold his ass.
Hold it in as long as you, and then until he poops his pants in front of everybody, and then the guy comes up good. He points and laughs. You pooped your pants. You pooped your pants, man. Pooped them. Right there. All right, so, Matt, are you happy? Are you happy we've managed to end the show? Natties. The whole poop thing. We had a whole poop theme there in the last 5 minutes of the show, which is always nice. So... yeah, I think that's a rotten thing to do. Although, I think I told the story we did that to one guy. We did that to a guy in college. He had it coming, though. He had it coming over here.
How long as he had it coming.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. You don't want to do that, though. I don't recommend ever doing that to anybody. Terrible thing to do. That is... I gotta wonder if the one guy... We were trying to get two guys.
Hamburger.
Hamburger. Hamburger. We were trying to get two guys with that gag, but the one guy didn't get it, and I wonder if he ever knew how close he came to getting got, you know? Probably had no idea. And he's like, nah, I don't want one. Bye. There you go.
All right. See that?
Natties, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
And a James. Leaving me behind, baby.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!